It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
I think it'll only increase the hunger to want to come back here and finish the deal off the right way. So we're disappointed tonight, but we'll get back after it.
That's Falcons QB Matt Ryan after last night's loss. You may never get back there, Matt, so you guys should have won last night. The Falcons gave up a 25-point lead to lose in overtime to the Patriots, 34-28. Tom Brady was the MVP. That's his fourth time winning that award and his fifth title in his great career. This was a great tweet I saw from the Boston Police Department. It was hashtag Boston Strong. When they suspended TB12 for 4 games, they didn't just disrespect the greatest QB of all time. They insulted a region. Take that, Roger Goodell. NBA, the Bulls are in Sacramento tonight.
Jimmy... Boston, be strong.
That's a different hashtag. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio has been ruled out with a lower leg strain. Bulls and Kings, they tip at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland is at Washington, followed by San Antonio at Memphis. Nice little doubleheader for you there. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Wednesday when they play at Minnesota. AHL, the Wolves are in Rockford tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill signed a 2-year, $16 million deal with the Royals. College Buckets, AP Top 25, your top 5, Gonzaga, Villanova, Kansas, Louisville. And jumping up from 13 to 5 is Oregon. Baylor drops to 6, Arizona fell to 9. And the top 5 lies that are always told to get out of anything. Number 1 is food poisoning. Number 2, you have a sick kid. Number 3, mental anguish over an impending life event. 4 is car troubles. And 5 is dying. Telling someone that you died is a good way to get out of something. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Hey, Valentine's Day is almost here, so keep listening to The Score for the How Sweet It Is gift card giveaway. It's brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. I'm Matt Abatacolin. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Super Bowl 51, live from Houston, Texas, as the New England Patriots take on the Atlanta Falcons for the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
They'll hand it to Freeman inside. Devontae starts out wide left. He'll score standing, and Atlanta has grabbed the lead in Super Bowl 51. Matt going to reset, throw for Hooper. He caught it! Touchdown, Atlanta! Brady gets the snap from Andrews. Falcons trying to get the intercepted. 81-yard pick six. Touchdown, Atlanta.
Bryant knocks it through. 28-3.
The Patriots, it's over. It's done.
Done.
It was cute. Sip it up.
It's over.
Let's go down to the field and check in with Chris Myers.
Well, Bill Belichick said if you wait until halftime to make adjustments, it's too late.
Brady takes the snap. Back pedals. Fires left. Catch made by White. Touchdown, Patriots.
There's one.
Dom takes the snap. Throws it for Amendola. Yeah. Touchdown, Patriots. It's a one-score game.
This year was all about sacrifice. Every guy on this team made a sacrifice. No one cares about who's getting the ball, who's doing what. And it's a thing of beauty when you're in that locker room.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Stands in. Throws down low for Edelman. Ball's tipped. And Julian diving for it.
Oh, that's a catch. Oh, my God. That's incredible.
He's got it.
He did.
You got to be kidding me.
At the 40.
Makes you think of the Super Bowl at the end of the 2007 season.
Can you say David Tyree and Jermaine Kearse?
Oh, I'd like to take one more look at this one.
Hand off. Touchdown, James White.
And now the biggest two-point attempt in the history of the Patriots franchise.
Tom takes the step. Quick throw to Amendola. Screen left. It's a tie game in Super Bowl 51.
Hot balls for everybody.
The first overtime game in Super Bowl history.
Joined by Tom Brady.
I'm expecting a game that's going to come down to the last play.
Second and goal to go from the Atlanta 2. Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward.
It's
diving to the goal line.
It's
a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
The Falcons just sit there in disbelief as they blow the end of this game.
What the f*** is going on? God.
That was incredible. Pretty amazing. And we got to sit here with a front row seat and watch it. And just an amazing game.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Lots of highlights in there. The various local radio calls. Westwood One, Fox Sports. And I thought that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman did a terrific job of letting that game become what it was and then speak for itself.
I agree. They didn't choke the game with words. They allowed the video, the visual to speak for itself. And even on the Julian Edelman catch, like they sprinkled in, did he catch that? And then you see him come away with the ball after cupping it perfectly.
Not just that,
before the ground.
He's wearing bright red gloves against green turf.
Shout out to HD.
Everything showed you the fact that in this day and age, that not only did you have two all-time great catches by great receivers, each at the top of his game,
mm-hmm.
different kinds of receivers making different kinds of catches, and there was no controversy. I know they did a perfunctory replay on the Edelman catch, but everybody knew. He seemed to know. But the fact that we knew this whole year, what's a catch? What's not a catch? Right. And there's
going to the ground.
Julio get the stretch. He's up and over. Tap, tap. I mean, and then you watch him complete the process. Everything was accounted for. Everything was obvious. And there it is. And then Edelman, it's right there. It was against his foot. And then I bobbled again, and it's off the ground.
Well,
and
let me
ask
you, what's better to you? Well, I won't even say what's harder, but which catch, whether it be the moment, the player involved,
The stakes, of course, both Super Bowls, David Tyree or the Julian Edelman catch. Because you
David, I thought you were going to say which of those two catches I just described.
Oh, no.
I would take the Julio Jones catch because
that's a thing of beauty.
Are
we talking about the rip catch where it's a little bit behind him and he takes it out of the DB's hands? Are we talking about on the sideline?
About the one on the sideline with it put him out of bounds at the 22 that set up the drive that ended up knocking them out of field goal range. That should have been the game winning catch.
The moment.
That's the one you remember. That's one of the best you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. We're all standing in front of our giant television saying, that's one of the best catches I've ever seen.
I mean, three of his catches in that game, you're like, all right, nobody makes that play besides this condor out there wearing number 11.
You're comparing the Edelman catch to the David Tyree helmet grab.
All right, so when you got a ball stuck to your helmet and you've got Rodney Harrison pawing at it the entire time while you're up in the air. You're at the summit. You caught it. You got it against your helmet.
You got it pinned against
your helmet. This is against, if I'm not mistaken, the undefeated Patriots, too, right up into that moment.
Falling to the ground.
And when you fall backwards, it's still pinned where it's, you know, you haven't brought it down to your shoulder yet. Or Julian Edelman getting that ball off of, I believe it was Ricardo Allen's ankle, if I'm not mistaken.
It was
Neil Allen and Alford.
Well, Alford had the interception.
Right.
And right off his hands.
Right.
Had the game bounce off his hands.
Right.
I thought it was still Alford at that point because two other guys came in.
Yeah. It was Keanu Neal, I believe Ricardo Allen, and Robert Alford. And if it bounced off of Alford's shin or the back of his calf, right?
Hit his knee and then his shin.
So like the circumstance where a jump ball that's lodged against your helmet and your hand is holding it there, as opposed to all the things that have to happen,
the wherewithal to grab a piece of popcorn like that, and then
while you're moving as fast as you can because you're diving towards the ground
with three opponents there. And the wherewithal to realize what's happening, and I know it's all instinct. It's not, he's not thinking about it in real time.
He's reacting. He's
reacting like an athlete.
Tougher catch, though.
Yeah, good point here from Shep. What about the Eli escape before the Tyree catch?
Oh, true.
He got away from three guys, right?
That play looked like it was done.
Yeah,
right. And then Eli does that. Right. Rodney Harrison, jersey pulling. I don't know what he does on that, and he's unable to knock the ball free. It's all like full play.
So we're talking about the full play.
Not to mention what's at stake, because the Edelman catch was a first down.
Okay.
Didn't the Tyree catch keep the game alive?
Was that a fourth?
It was at least third.
Against an undefeated team? Who they played them like that last weekend of the season too, right? 17-14 or something like that. And they were like, all right, we can go in there and beat these unbeatable Patriots if we ever see them in the Super Bowl. But all those things in that play, and immediately, it's funny that you mentioned it with the gloves and the grass, because Nicole was like, that's a catch. I'm like, you sure? Like I didn't want to jump on that was a catch immediately, and then I saw it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's ridiculous that happened in that way. And plucking it off of the ground after it hit somebody's shin, like it didn't just ricochet off of a shin and then into your hands. It ricocheted off the shin. So you got the finger strength and the hand strength that's necessary in that moment. I mean, the David Tyree catch is ridiculous because I guess it's a wide receiver thing to do, is go up and get that and meet somebody at the summit.
It's also David Tyree. The fact is that Julio Jones is Julio Jones, and Julian Edelman, I mean, say what you want about him, he's a great NFL wide receiver.
Yeah.
Accomplished. And
it's a 100-catch guy.
At peak value, he is at the top of the league for what he does. The fact that it was David Tyree made that different. Like, who the hell is he?
He wasn't even on the roster next year, right? I think he was out of football after that play. That was his last NFL play, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 3rd and 5 on the Tyree catch.
Okay.
It was 3rd and 5.
And as Shep mentioned, you got Eli under siege by, you know, the Patriots defense, and they're pulling his jersey. It's like one of those iconic, you know, Earl Campbell moments when they're just holding on for dear life. Eli's got like one shoulder back. He gets out of it and just heaves the ball up into the air. But that catch last night, as you mentioned, the Julio Jones catches. I mean, even the what we think are the mundane plays.
Now I'm picturing Eli in Under Siege. Eli Manning, where the, Gunner's mate.
where the where the bus just blows up and Eli's blown backwards and he's got the single. See, Under Siege was the Denzel movie, you know, right?
No, Under Siege is Steven Seagal and Tommy Lee Jones.
Under Siege wasn't the Denzel movie with terrorists? Denzel made a terrorist
movie. The Siege?
Is it The Siege?
With Tony Shalhoub?
I don't know. We're living that person right now.
No, we're living that. But come on. Under Siege is Steven Seagal, Erica Eleniak naked getting out of the cake.
What? Is Tommy Lee Jones in that one, too?
Tommy Lee Jones is Stranix. Yeah.
Oh, it is The Siege. CIA okay, man. It is The Siege. My bad.
You know, Gary Busey is Commander Krill.
I don't have.
Under Siege is the best.
The only Steven Seagal movie I have. It's committed to memory is the one with Screwface.
And it has
the Jamaican bad guy. That's the only one that I got because I just love saying the word Screwface.
And it's got Dale Dye in the war room. You know, the white-haired military guy who's always in the war room on the conference call.
I don't care how much you explain this. I'm not going to go back and watch the Steven Seagal movie.
Watch it just for Erica Eleniak.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Baywatch babe who was...
they're remaking Baywatch too, by the way. You see that? The Rock.
Is Zac Efron and The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock. Like... How much money
sure
is too
wasn't
much?
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery jaunting on the beach with Speedos not covering his
that suit is too small. Would like more left to the imagination.
I didn't shave. That's why it looks like there's spiders all around my crotch.
Who needs shaving on this beach? I said shaving, not shaving.
And in 3, 2, 1, Brendan McCaffrey will storm into the producer studio with his greatest Sean Connery impression. So you still didn't answer my damn question. Yeah, you made Matt Bowen answer a question. You didn't answer my question.
McCaffrey's Sean Connery, like on demand, when he just starts into it, it's almost too good. Like it's as if he sits in his office
waiting for it,
working on the bit. Like, wait, I'm needed.
Waiting for the moment.
Right, and then he comes running down the hallway.
Sean Connery bat signal go up.
It's just a time to do this bit. That or his Liam Neeson. I mean, all that stuff is. But it's just. He always complains about all he's doing all day and all his responsibilities, and he's so busy and so put upon. He's back there probably working on comedy bits.
That or watching Bret Hart videos.
Maybe
one of the two.
Maybe that's his calling. And he's just scared to take that leap.
Jack in New Lenox here on The Score. Hi, Jack.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Dan, just want to say real quick, I've been listening to you and Terry for the last 10 years or so now. You guys did a great show. You're the best in the business. This new show has been outstanding. Jason.
Thank you.
Man.
Appreciate it, bro.
I really appreciate listening to you guys every day.
Thank you. Thanks for sticking by us.
Yeah. First-time caller, though, so I will try and get on more, you know, get on the phone some more now and talk to you guys. I regret never called in when Terry was there, but
you probably shouldn't. You probably shouldn't regret it. I wouldn't worry about it.
Talk like a champion now, though, Jack. What's up, man?
Lifelong Patriots fan, man. I've been through thick and thin with this team, and calling to talk about those four catches. If you look at the past four Super Bowls the Patriots have been in, you go back to Tyree, like you guys were just talking about, unbelievable catch. Look at 2011, Mario Manningham on the sideline. Another unreal catch.
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest cover two throws maybe in Super Bowl history or maybe in NFL history because of the severity of the moment.
Just unreal down the sideline. And then you go 2 years ago, you got Jermaine Kearse on the sideline. That ball should never be caught. There's no way.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Jermaine Kearse catch.
The ball was – it fell into his lap, literally. No way that should have happened. So then we fast forward last night. Julio Jones makes that grab. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's happening again. We got all the momentum in the game. Here we go. So when Julian Edelman made that catch last night, I mean, that was, I can probably speak for all of Patriots Nation when I say that was the biggest sigh of relief that we've had.
Look at Jack outing himself as a member of Patriots Nation. We appreciate your call, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Like, the great has become mundane because of how good wide receivers are, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when it was a thing, when Chris Carter was much ballyhooed because he always dotted the I's, and he made it an art form, right?
All he does is catch touchdown passes, right?
Now, if you're a third or fourth wide receiver on a team and you're not doing that, your ass is out of here. Like, the catches Josh Bellamy didn't make, we're like, what the hell? Your fourth wide receiver, your fifth wide receiver should be able to make those catches.
It was more mundane than that. It was, well, you know, that it did hit him in the head. That's a catch you got to make.
Right.
Because of the expectation for what even a bottom level, base level NFL wide receiver is supposed to do.
But you have to, like, look at Taylor Gabriel.
Do you remember how many guys used to be body catchers?
Yeah, still. Not as many as back in the day.
How many?
All those highlights you'd see where the ball is bouncing off somebody's chest pad.
Or a guy is turning his back to the goalpost to jump up in the air and cradle it and hug it into his body, mm-hmm. where now you are expected to get it in your hands and ready to tuck and run.
Right. Or tuck because you're about to fall down. You got to complete. You got to complete the catch, too. I mean, those are the things now. The game is so far advanced from what we used to watch. Those catches, like Julio Jones, he is my favorite player to watch, and he has been for a while now. And the fact that he, you know, we talked about the stars, you know, getting top billing, and this is a star-studded event. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, even as the San Francisco 49ers head coach, that's going to haunt me for a while. You know, he wasn't a decoy because they were bracket coverage, you know, all throughout the second half. But you gotta tell Matt Ryan, you gotta put that ball up here, man. We gotta figure something out. That's the guy. I mean, that is the dude. And every time he had a chance to get a ball, he got it. He was throwing that four times. He had four catches.
Dave is in Lake Bluff. He's on Sports Radio 670. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dan, Jason. Just wanted to ask you guys, and I know we're into metrics and everything, but has anybody mentioned just the presence of Arthur Blank and his wife on the sidelines in the fourth quarter and how they came down and almost celebrating a win early? And then every time they cut to them with every New England score, they were, and it, the CEO and the guy who writes the paychecks, signs the paychecks for everybody, just, does that bring a mood to the team and part of the whole leadership collapse, kind of?
Yeah,
Dave, I'm glad you mentioned it.
It's a very interesting question. Did he come down there as a symbolic victory cigar too early, and would that have an effect? I guess the answer is we'll never know,
right.
But I don't think you're completely wrong to ask a question like
that. Well, he comes down during every game that he's at. And he's at almost every single game, if not every game. As soon as I touched down in Atlanta, you know, because of the Mark Cuban stuff and the optics of it, I asked, like, you guys are cool with this? Like, this is okay? And immediately, Goff, don't you come down here with all your northern sensibilities. That man cuts the checks. He can do whatever he wants to do. And I'm sitting there like, all right, after you get mad about this.
Obviously he can.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not asking can he or can't he.
After you get mad about this. Is this something? Because let's be honest, no employee works the same way once their boss is around them. None. And this is something that program directors have had to, you know, understand and see for their own eyes.
Not good for the community.
Never have been. And still, I'm still not good for the community. This is what I'm sure, like, you know, plant bosses or guys, supervisors at factories, like when you're walking through,
is the foreman always traipsing around?
It's the strength. You mentioned
the weight room,
you know, the head coach in the weight room kind of thing, where guys might put on a little bit more, or you might get a little tight around a guy that is the boss. I think that the Falcons are used to it by now, but there's something to be said for you coming down and the specter of the owner being right down the sideline from you as you're collapsing the way you are. I didn't see those shots. I must have missed those shots. Especially when you're spiraling downward, I'm sure it can't be a positive effect.
And he did indeed look cadaverous every time they showed him. I know he looked cadaverous every time. Have you Googled Erica Aleniak under siege yet?
I don't need to, because I am in a group chat with a bunch of my guys, and all of them immediately put the image up that you that you were speaking of. Immediately. my man Chip is like, Bernstein remembers something about that movie. I won't say what he said, but it's exactly. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, she was a quote-unquote present contained in a large cake.
Okay.
As part of a party.
I'm still not going to go back and watch any Steven Seagal movies.
It's good.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It's not.
It is. I promise you.
I know what bad good is.
No, it's good good.
What do you mean?
It's good.
It's a good movie?
It's a good movie. Yes, Under Siege is a legitimately good. It's, I mean, it's not an A-list movie, but it's it. No, it. I'm telling you,
it's a good movie.
It's a good movie
with Steven Seagal in it.
I kid you not. Right. It is. It's not just ha ha ha. This is stupid right. fun. No, no. From the moment it starts, you. It, it's a. It's. Right. It doesn't let up.
All right. So
there's all kinds of little unexpected twists and performances, and I'm telling you,
all right.
And Tommy Lee Jones just chews the scenery as a villain too.
Okay,
he's great. I mean, he's always great, but he's, you know, younger and more energetic and not doing his old sort of gruff
Tommy
guy.
Lee Jones
yeah, he
thing.
Wasn't
yeah.
playing Tommy yeah, Lee yeah, Jones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm no, I mean, legitimately.
Right. I'll take your word for it. Now, if this is bad, I reserve the right tomorrow to come here and beat you about the face.
That's fine, but look, I'd rather you watch this 10 times than watch Manchester by the Sea.
So an Oscar-nominated movie as opposed to a...
This got Oscar nominations. Not for any of the major categories. It was nominated here. Not best sound effects editing.
Dude. Best movie on a brute.
It was
movie on all five Broats.
It was nominated at the I Have Five of Broats Awards. No, it was one. It was nominated for the AFI's 100 Years, 100 Thrills list.
Oh, don't you dare.
It is 847.
No, not you. 847 texter, Big Trouble in Little China, Goff. Don't you dare.
Don't go there with him.
Yeah, don't play those games at all. I'll come out there and smack you and your mama. Don't ever compare anything to Big Trouble in Little China, especially on no damn Steven Seagal movie. Cut it out.
No, it's the highest rated Steven Seagal movie on Rotten Tomatoes. Yep. Right.
Yeah, this is from the 312.
Fresh.
Yes, first boobs I ever saw, Under Siege. Who, Steven Seagal? Or,
yeah, if those are the first, you're going to...
Yeah, you're aiming high.
I was going to say, you're going to be let down for the rest of your life. You don't really want to start there.
Start there, right?
Right? So your first taste of champagne.
You want to start like lamb chops or something? Watch a little PBS on the weekend?
I'm just saying that if that's the first you ever saw, are they all like that? Oh, my God.
Quick, get me a job. You're 12 years old. Yeah. All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Now everyone's chiming in with their Under Siege talk right here on Super Bowl Monday on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. It seems sacrilegious to even think this, but I have to admit, for a moment last night, I wondered if the moment had gotten too big for even Tom Brady. They come out and they get jumped by the Falcons. They fall behind by 25. But then Brady got rolling. Let's not forget, that was his 7th Super Bowl. I will never crack his recovery athletic sleepwear ever again. In fact, I'm looking to buy some for myself. How could you possibly ever argue with this guy's process or his training when you look at what it's done for him? Look at where Brady started, from an unathletic, slow, doughy scrub at the combine to the greatest quarterback ever. It seems ridiculous to say, but this guy literally is in the prime of his career and he's about to turn 40, and it's because of his insane drive, discipline, and work ethic. You may not like him, but you have to respect him. Tom Brady, GOAT. I'm Jim Rome.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th. Associate for details.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Now, ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear, or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR, that's B-E-A-R, and tell them the score sent you.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, be ready to clear up last week's errors in communications. Scorpio, use this week to learn something new or a new way of doing something. Sagittarius, take off the rose-colored glasses and face the fact that something may be off. Capricorn, balance is the key, especially when it comes to your thoughts and what others think about you. Aquarius, your love life, or lack thereof, takes an interesting turn this week. And Pisces, give yourself a break. The good things on the horizon will come. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They are a bank, and they still have money to lend. Now, if your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now,
recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand. When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him.
One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're going to need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday or stream it live or on demand.
Refinance
70 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow when they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Tom Brady won his fourth MVP and his fifth title as the Patriots came back from 25 points down to beat Atlanta in overtime, 34-28 in Super Bowl 51. I say big deal to that. Peyton Manning is the only QB to start and win a Super Bowl for two different teams. So until Tom does that, he's not the greatest of all time. Although the game really, really was good if you like sports, and sports is life. NBA, the Bulls are in Sacramento tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with a heel contusion. Cristiano Felicio has been ruled out with a lower leg strain. Bulls and Kings, they tip at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland's at Washington, followed by San Antonio at Memphis for a nice little doubleheader for you. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Wednesday when they play at Minnesota. AHL, the Wolves are in Rockford tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, former Cubs starter Jason Hamill signed a two-year, $16 million deal with the Royals. And College Buckets AP Top 25. Your top five are Gonzaga, Villanova, Kansas, Louisville. And jumping up from 13 to 5 is Oregon. Baylor drops to 6. Arizona fell to 9. And if you enjoyed Lady Gaga's halftime show, and who didn't, you can see her at Wrigley Field on August 25th. That's coming up this summer, so get your tickets really soon. Kick off the first weekend of the 2017 Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch us broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Sunday, February 12th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Albert Almora will join The Score live from 2 to 3 via Skype at the Toyota Live stage. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Caracara oranges and Emergency Variety Packs, $3 off, or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com today.
Wow, that was incredible. She threw the mic down and jumped about 20 feet into a sponge black hole and disappeared.
Wait, a sponge black hole? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm glad there's some issues there with that sentence. You gotta be careful there, because we've already done this before. A sponge black hole.
Well, Tanny, work it over with the music too here if you're paying attention. But this, according to the Daily Mail, Lady Gaga faked her Super Bowl stadium roof jump and tricked the TV audience into thinking she plummeted 260 feet.
Well, then damn it, the performance doesn't mean as much to me then. Because if people are going to get grief for lip-syncing their own voice track, then damn it, you got to jump off the top of NRG Stadium.
Now, here are the bullet points. Impressive leap from stadium roof was actually a pre-recorded segment. Fans in the stadium watched on large screens before spotlights showed Gaga suspended on wires at home. Footage was edited, so it seemed like one elaborate feat. Intel drones that coordinated the 300 light-emitting drones, which displayed as an American flag and a Pepsi logo in the sky, revealed the segment was pre-recorded. The weather and other environmental issues. What other environmental issues outside of weather?
I don't know.
What could that possibly mean? Doesn't weather cover
fracking in the middle of the Super Bowl?
Cover all of the environmental issues? It meant they couldn't risk performing it on the night. FAA rules on drones during the Super Bowl also meant the segment had to be recorded in advance. It says Gaga did personally perform the jump at a prearranged date. It was not a stunt double.
Oh, okay.
So she did it. It's just not what you thought you saw. So I guess Jim Rose said talk about
and then asked a bad question.
Jim Gray spilled the beans there when he said jumped into a black hole sponge or sponge black hole.
That's the new cartoon, by the way.
Sponge black round hole.
Sponge black hole scuba diver.
That'd be more smart.
That's going to be awesome. Squidward is a totally different kind of character. You know, he's got pants over his head covering that giant thing.
Pants over his head.
Because he's got the...
Well, you know that Squidward is Paul Lind.
Is it?
It's the Paul Lind character, yeah.
See, I'm learning things every day.
It's not really him. It's just he's doing.
I've never
sort
watched
of
a full episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
He's
so.
he's the neighbor who happens to be the fuss budget bachelor. That's, okay. That appears to be what he. So they've got the Daily Mail has all of these side by side pictures showing where she was and where she wasn't, about how this all worked. It said the show began for TV viewers with the pre-recorded footage of her standing on the roof. The wind ruffling her hair, and she sang, and they showed the drones. Then she took a daring leap over the edge into the stadium. While she did the leap without a stunt double's help, that part of the show was performed in advance. So the cameras cut to Gaga somersaulting as she soared swiftly through the air to a podium to continue the show. They've got the live part, and then they've got what you actually see on TV. And
so, but it doesn't take anything away from her performance for me.
No, she did it. I mean, she actually did it, and then she actually swooped down and performed. So, like, it just wasn't one continuous stunt.
So then it begs the question, how do you feel about artists lip syncing their actual voice tracks?
I don't care. I don't either. It didn't seem like she was doing it at the piano.
No, she was singing her song. Yeah. You know, sometimes you hear artists out of breath or they want to get the best version of themselves out there. Whatever. If they're trying to move units.
I'm just here. I'm here for the party. I'm here for the show. Maybe make me a bicycle clown. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. And for everybody who was on Twitter, like, oh, look, a Super Bowl halftime show with no politics. I'm like, If you really look at the track listing and the song Born This Way, and here's some of the words. I mean, you'll understand what inspired that song. So
right. Her very essence is inherently political.
Right. And I got no issues with it.
Her role.
It's her platform.
Right. That's fine.
Don't worry. Taylor Swift will be doing her thing for you next year, probably. Right. I mean, you got to be a certain level of star, and also have number one hit after number one hit, and be able to put on a big show. You want a big stadium show like did Tom Petty do it for you?
That was brutal.
That's what I'm saying.
I love Tom Petty.
Right. So, but you want a big raucous, you know, energy filled show if you're looking for that audience who is there for the halftime show and not necessarily there for the football game. You know, you got to find that kind of talent. Like I heard somebody mention Drake today, and I just very simply, I don't think Drake is for everyone. You know, I mean, a person like
boring.
I know how you feel about it, Chris. And I don't know if Drake is a terrific entertainer or a terrific performer.
You know me, how I feel about this. It's Weird Al Yankovic or bust. And you do whatever you want with Weird Al Yankovic. You throw him off a bridge. You put him in a giant egg.
Is he still making music?
Hell yeah. He's Weird Al's
killing it. Why are you getting mad at me? I'm just asking you. I haven't purchased a Weird Al Yankovic tape as of late.
I have wanted.
I don't know if anybody's purchased any tapes as of late.
I've wanted it to be Weird Al for a while, and he can make fun of everybody. And he can satirize the entire idea.
Different
of
climate.
The show.
Different climate in terms of making fun of people.
Several people are saying it might have been talking about the end of the performance where she dropped the mic and dove off stage.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that was she's landing on a do you call it a sponge?
Wow, that was incredible. She threw the mic down and jumped about 20 feet into a sponge black hole and disappeared.
Sponge black hole pants, sponge black hole pants, sponge black hole pants.
Careful. Jumping into a sponge black hole. It's a weekend in county.
Rudy says, I hate the greatest thing ever right after an event. I found the Super Bowl to be odd. Said, I caught the Trump interview with Jim Gray before the game, and I thought for a minute I was on another planet. And then I was late to the game. I was watching golf. I found out all the commercials blew. Boring first half. All the guests at the house left after Gaga. And I was half watching the comeback cleaning up. And I went, nah, and went to bed before watching Terry Bradshaw murder English. Yeah, something's not right.
With Terry?
Terry.
Oh.
Any Terry.
I was about to say, which one, Boars or Bradshaw?
Anyone.
It applies to all of them. He's been on this steady, you know, decline of oldness, so.
Well, I got the greatest coach in the NFL. Might as well have the greatest quarterback, Tom Brady. Oh, man, how good is this, boy? Huh? Here, let me hand it. No, let me hand it to you. Tom Brady. Let me bring in James Lewis. James, come on in here. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Houston. The Patriots have landed. Back to you, Craig.
Landed where? And because it's Houston, does it mean that you have to have a Nassau tie-in? Like, I don't know, man.
You say Nassau or NASA?
NASA. Okay. Nassau Coliseum.
I don't. It's just bizarre. It's like sexual chocolates.
Words from a hillbilly.
I'm saying things.
Moonshine and dyslexia and puppets and pudding.
He gets bumped by Buffalo Bill.
Was she a great big fat person?
And I don't know about this. Rudy also says there was a call that Shep took over the weekend that was gold. I've never heard a guy so mad that T.O. was in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wasn't in the
Hall
of Fame.
Wasn't in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Shep, did you talk to an angry person this weekend?
Yes. It was I'll pull it because it was I looked at Manly and I was like, what the hell is going on? Like T.O.'s agent or like best friend or
you know what,
something.
Though? I agree.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
No doubt.
But this is the way that the voters can get back at him for being a quote bad teammate.
He's also quote unquote all-time great wide receiver.
No, I got you. Trust me. I'm not going to argue against that. But, you know, I was hearing people talk about him not being in the media affected it.
Should I take this call?
From someone on your phone?
It's coming from Egypt.
No. There's been a lot of weird calls the last couple of weeks. Like, I've had some weird, like, caller ID issues.
I keep thinking it's like a friend imprisoned begging me for one chance to get him rescued, like call the State
if you
Department
pick up the,
or something.
If you pick up the phone, right. This person will be alive after this phone call.
Yeah, and by the way, also, people asking about my ripped jeans who are watching at 670thescore.com. Somebody says...
I didn't even notice them.
Somebody said, is Bernstein, you know, Mr. Fashionable, wearing these ripped jeans? No. They're just trash-ass jeans, and I forgot.
I forgot you had a rip in them?
It wasn't that bad before I went to the gym. It was like a little rip. And then as I was putting them on...
Look at Bernsey out here spending $650 on a pair of denim. His new Balmain jeans out here. Look at Bernsey. Your black ass. I didn't know you had that kind of style in you. Look at you.
So after I worked out today...
You go to the club in those.
Before I put them on and my toe... snagged right in the hole on the knee and opened it up to the point where it is now.
I had a toe situation with my sock this morning. And, you know, you get yourself a nice pair of socks or your favorite socks. Socks, you know, socks are comforting for me. Like, I know what kind of day I'm going to have when I throw on a certain pair of socks.
I'm wearing my daughter's socks.
Are you?
Because our cleaning lady can't tell anybody's socks apart anymore. Yeah. So they all end up in the one pile.
This happened today. Where
you have like nice socks.
Yeah, I like Stance because, you know, the official sock of the NBA. No, I like, you know, a lot of cool colors, a lot of nice, you know, nice patterns. You know, sometimes when you're wearing like a mundane outfit or just a, you know, a regular outfit, sometimes you make the outfit pop with some nice socks. But I got a snag in the sock and I'm like, you know what? These ain't going in the garbage because they're already on my feet.
You darned your socks?
Yeah, exactly. So
you took out your sewing kit?
But that's the thing. I don't know how to. I don't have a sewing kit or know how to sew. So.
I don't either. You can still darn a sock.
No, I'm not going to do that. For what? I've got my wear out of them. They're done. They're dead to me.
They're dead to me.
So, yeah, good for you and your fashionable jeans. Look, see what happens? Brian Gertz throws a camera. Mitch throws a camera. CBS throws a camera in this damn studio. And all of a sudden.
Fashionable Dan.
Yeah. Affable Dan meets fashionable Dan.
Now that's going to be a new Twitter persona somewhere.
He's Dan Bernstein. He's fashionable. Yeah. I'm Jason Goff. Yeah. I've got holy socks.
Holy socks!
You're listening to 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you buy now, you can save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before prices go up. So all of these discounts add up to your fabulous happy sleep experience.
Right, and they also have queen sets for as low as $179.99, something for every budget. Plus, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. Might be a great opportunity for you to get in there and investigate and check out some of those Tempur-Pedic mattresses as well as the adjustable bases.
It's much easier than you think. Everything is color-coded, and the mattress professional there knows that you don't go buy a mattress every day and is ready to walk you through it, and you learn what you like and what you don't, and you talk about your sleep habits, and next thing you know, you winnow it down. They say, look, you can spend this and get this. You can spend this and get this. You try the adjustable base. All the options are going to be there, and as Maddie always points out, they're not there to try to constantly upsell you into something you don't need, because that doesn't help them. That's not going to be good business as far as you feeling like you got the absolute best thing for you and your budget and the best deal. So they work to match everything to make it right. So it's to your price point and to your needs.
Yeah, and that's the absolute truth. I've gotten four mattresses now from Mattress Firm, and three of the four times I've actually ended up getting a mattress that was less expensive than one I was looking at because it better suited my sleep style and my needs. So that's what they're there for. They're there to help you get the mattress that you truly do need, whether it's for you or a family member. They're going to find the mattress that's best for that person and that sleep style. So take advantage of the President's Day sale. You go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you. Get in there, save yourself some money, you sleep happy, you do all the good stuff, and they're going to walk you through their very simple process to help you find that mattress. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $129 a month for 36 months with $2,829 due at lease signing. That's right, just $129 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see what makes Hyundai better. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I still feel like I want to get better. I still feel like there's room for improvement.
But do you go home? Do you go home with Giselle or your dad or whoever and say, I'm going to be the best ever, but you just won't tell us?
Never. Never said that day in my life.
You've never thought that?
Nope. Never said that a day in my life. And I don't think that way because that's not a motivation for me. It's not. Winning is my motivation. Doing my best is my motivation. If I'm going to put effort into something, I want it to be the best it can be.
It's the greatest of all time. Not just after last night, but if you look at his career, I don't know how much of an argument you can continue to make against Tom Brady being interviewed by Jim Gray. It takes the greatest of all time to even be in the room with Jim.
He's never said anything interesting.
Tom Brady? No.
Ever?
No. Doesn't have to. He's floated through different acts and stages of his career where it was, oh, look, Tom Brady took Drew Bledsoe's gig and he is a Super Bowl champion. And then he became, you know, endorser and poster boy Tom Brady with the Uggs and all that other stuff. Oh, look, he's got himself a supermodel lady. And then his greatness continues. And then he became villain because of the hatred that winning and excellence brings. And now he's greatest of all time, Tom Brady.
Let's grab a call quick ahead of Brian Billick. It's Charles in Shorewood on the score. Charles.
Hi, this is John.
Well, sorry.
Hey, he said John.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, real quick. I'm sure people have touched on this. Yeah,
twice.
I kind of decided that, you know, I was going to pull for the Falcons. And so that was my investment. And I don't know about you.
Right on, John.
But, well, I kind of wanted to see Matt Ryan kind of reach that upper echelon of quarterbacks. And I know sometimes a ring will solidify that. But for me, what kept the game from being boring is this persistent anxiety I had. Like, I knew not to count out B&B on the other side of that field. So yep. Even when it was 28-3 or whatever, I said, I'm just worried. I'm just worried. And I thought, and I know it's you play different. I've never played professional sports, but I think it's human nature to kind of play different when you're up that big. And for me, I just never felt comfortable for him. And last, real quick, Dan, Love Under Siege. Never liked the name Casey Ryback for an Italian guy.
Leave it to John. Next up, Brian Billick will talk Super Bowl with us on Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Jesus, relax all of a sudden. I'm telling
you
about Shanny's
Berries,
right?
Shanny's yelling at me, and I got to get it.
All right, listen. You want me to do the damn read now or what? All right. Fellas out there, if you're not an idiot like Tanny or Bernsey, and you know there's no other like your Valentine, this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that's unique and easy, like them. I don't know if I just called your lady easy, but damn it, I did it for the sake of this read.
My name is Easy.
See, this is the problem. A gift from Sherry's Berries.
And you blew it.
Stop. I'm trying to sell berries, damn it.
Did you wait till I was
A gift from Sherry's Berries shows where you put thought into finding the perfect gift. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Or you could double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of this deal. Jason G is the code, all right? And you surprise her at her office or her workplace or whatever the hell she does during the day. And her coworkers are sure to be just a little bit jealous and she'll be overjoyed. And then you come home and Barry White is playing in the background. Not the actual Barry White because he's dead. That'd be a miracle if they dug up Barry White and all of a sudden he was crooning in the background. I said crooning, by the way. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Incredible collections of gifts. Your gift will be packaged perfectly in a gift box with all the details taken care of. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time. Guaranteed. Or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in J-A-S-O-N-G. Order them today.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Join The Score broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out The Score live broadcasts and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places!
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction, we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been